Washington, the United States has revoked all visas issued to South Sudanese passport holders, citing Juba's refusal to cooperate with the deportation of its nationals. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Secretary of State Marco Rubio made the announcement Saturday, stating that South Sudanese citizens will also be denied entry at U.S. ports, effective immediately. Rubio blamed the move on the failure of South Sudan's transitional government to accept the return of its repatriated citizens in a timely manner. He added, "It is time for the transitional government of South Sudan to stop taking advantage of the United States." The decision aligns with former President Donald Trump's hardline stance on immigration and deportations, which Rubio has championed since taking office as Secretary of State. Tensions rise amid South Sudan's fragile stability. The visa ban comes amid renewed regional violence in South Sudan, threatening to unravel a fragile peace deal signed in 2018. Earlier in March, the U.S. ordered non-essential personnel to leave the country, citing escalating clashes. South Sudan was previously granted temporary protected status, TPS, in the U.S., allowing its nationals to remain legally for humanitarian reasons. That protection was set to expire on May 3rd, and it's now unclear how many South Sudanese residents may be impacted by the new measures. Concerns for South Sudanese students. Among those potentially affected is 18-year-old Common Maliuk, a standout basketball player at Duke University, who represented South Sudan at the 2023 FIBA World Cup and Olympics qualifiers. A Duke University spokesperson confirmed they were aware of the visa revocation and were urgently assessing how it may affect international students. Maliuk, who fled South Sudan's violence as a child and spent years in Uganda, is widely considered a top NBA prospect. A broader pattern. The move mirrors past confrontations between the Trump administration and other governments over deportations. In January, Colombia briefly barred two U.S. deportation flights from landing, leading to a standoff that was resolved after threats of U.S. sanctions. South Sudan gained independence from Sudan in 2011 but plunged into civil war just 2 years later. A power-sharing agreement between President Salva Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar ended large-scale fighting, but key reforms remain stalled, and violence continues in parts of the country. What's next? The State Department has not said whether humanitarian exemptions will be granted under the new policy or whether it will impact South Sudanese with dual citizenship. The visa suspension raises serious concerns for students, families, and humanitarian workers from South Sudan currently living in the U.S., many of whom may now face uncertainty or deportation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.